Blog Talk Radio.
Damn about me.
Yo, you got your boy Fat Man up in here coming to you live and direct from Las Vegas, Nevada. You got another episode of Pillow Talk Radio, you know what I'm saying? Fat Man, G-Spot Gina, you know what I'm saying? And I'm going to see if my girl is definitely in the building. Gina, you in the house? We're trying to make sure, y'all, we're doing this again. We back here again with the computer and this, that, and the other. You got your boy Fat Man coming to you live from Las Vegas. We try to do it again. You all, you can hear me, sweetie. You can hear me. I know we're in the Pillow Talk headquarters. You know what I'm saying? And this, that, and the other. You know, y'all just don't know. We have a mansion on the north side of Las Vegas, and this and the other that we broadcast out of and everything. So we're currently at the mansion right now. The kids are in the swimming pool and. You know, we barbecuing and everything like that, you know what I'm saying? So big shout out to everybody that's tuning in right now. I'm trying to get my girl G-Spot up in here, but we're having these technical difficulties right now with this computer and everything like that. So like I said, I want to welcome you to Pillow Talk Radio, y'all, another Sunday. Big shout out to everybody that's logging on. And tonight's topic you know, cheating through the internet, all right, is it or is it not acceptable? You know what I'm saying? A lot of women think that when men are on the internet, you know what I'm saying, you know, you're cheating, you're talking, you're sending them pictures, you know what I'm saying, you're doing a little something-something, press send, you're doing a little something-something, shouldn't press send, and everything, and it's not working out the way it's supposed to. Some of y'all are getting accused of certain things. You know, we got our women that do a lot of things on the internet, and you got our men that do a lot of things on the internet. So, you know, so is cheating on the internet acceptable or not? Do you even consider the internet as far as cheating? I thought when you cheat on somebody, it's a physical act. It's basically, you know, seeing someone, laughing, talking with someone, et cetera, et cetera. Like I said, we're going to get into that right now in just a little bit, but right now we're going to go into another song so I can figure out these kinks, and we'll be right back with more Pillow Talk Radio Law, y'all, live from Las Vegas, Nevada. This shit has got me tripping because we go through this every weekend, y'all. We'll be right back.
Love don't love nobody. truly say in my heart that love alone is good. God Almighty, baby, you hurt me so bad, but oh, I'm mighty grateful.
What's going on, everybody? You got your boy Fat Man back up in here. Another Sunday. Pillow Talk Radio, y'all, with my co-host, G-Spot Gina, is definitely in the building. You there, sweetie?
Yes, I am. Closer than you know.
All right. Exactly. You know what I'm saying? Too close for comfort, you know what I mean? And everything. So,
hey now.
It's all good, but like I keep telling y'all, we broadcasted from the Pillow Talk radio studios out here on the north end of Las Vegas. You know, we got a mansion out here on the north end and everything, you know what I'm saying, right off Craig and Lamb, you know what I mean? So, you know, in case y'all don't know, we'll you know, divulge the location a little later. Like you said, like I said, we're off Craig and Lamb right now on the north end of Las Vegas. Broadcasting live, you know what I'm saying? And tonight's topic, we was just talking about it, you know, cheating on the internet. You know, is it acceptable or is it not acceptable? I don't really know what cheating on the internet is and things like that there, because I don't be on the internet like that to cheat. You know, and what does women consider cheating on the internet? I thought when you were cheating, it had to be a physical act, but before then, before we get into that and everything like that, G-Spot, what was your week been like? I know you've been busy all this week. What's been going on?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's been pretty crazy. Hospital visits, you know, just consuming my time as well, my energy. You know, mom's doing a little bit better. So, you know, just praising God that she is getting a little bit better and praying that she continues to strengthen so we can get her out of there.
Right.
I won't specifically say what hospital she's in, but, you know, it is on the Maryland Parkway, and they suck bad. So, yeah, but anyways. But other than that, you know, just doing my thing, getting this event, you know, coordinated and getting everything buttoned down so we can rock this show and rock Las Vegas, you know. We're going to do this charity event next Saturday. We got our artists all lined up. We got our dancers rehearsing. We got our models all ready. Designers are, you know, doing their finishing touches on the outfits that are going to be in the show, and getting our vendors all squared away. It should be a good show.
Okay. Yeah, it's going to be a good show, and it's in the other. Of course, unfortunately, I won't be there to co-host. With
I know. I'm
G-Spot.
So sad. I'm so sad, but I understand.
Mean,
family
I am
first.
Too, but you know, but you know, me and Gina both has been dealing with our mothers. You know what I'm saying? My mother had a heart attack right after her 75th birthday. You know what I'm saying? So I have to get down there and kind of make sure she's squared away and she's doing what the doctor's telling her to do and things like that. Because, one of the reasons why she had this heart attack is because my mother was hard-headed and not taking her medication like she's supposed to. And for everybody out there that's taking care of your parents, taking care of your mother or your father, make sure that they're taking their medication every day like they're supposed to, because the one time that they do get sick, you know what I'm saying, it's probably due to what they haven't been taking, not what they should be taking, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
So, you know, of course, me and my mom had to have a long talk, you know, because I'm a very big stickler on taking medication daily. I have to take medication daily, you know what I'm saying? So, of course, I want to make sure that she's doing what she's supposed to do. So I just have to go down there and take care of some things, you know what I'm saying, take care of her. You know, of course, our parents have taken care of us ever since we were young, so, of course, we can – return the favor by taking care of them, you know what I'm saying, and
right.
stuff like that. So
right.
you guys make sure that your parents is taking their medication like they're supposed to, doing what they're supposed to do, because, you know, parents get tired too. And, you know, and most of the time it's not even them getting tired, it's loneliness. So make sure you call your parents, call your mother, your father, see how they're doing. It only, a phone call only takes 60 seconds, sometimes less than that, when you're just calling
right.
and saying hello. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, if they've been a significant part of your life and been there supporting you through your ups and downs, et cetera, then it's time for you to support them. You know what I'm saying? So that's what I've been dealing with and everything. You know what I'm saying? God is good. So, you know, we're just going to pray and put it in God's hands. You know what I'm saying? But other than that, you know, you guys make sure you come out and you support the LVPPWs and G-Spot at the charity event. This weekend, this
yep.
coming Saturday
the 10th.
Saturday the 10th,
day before
okay.
Mother's
and,
Day.
And mm-hmm. just for all you, yeah, just for all you people, y'all know that's the day before Mother's Day. You know what I'm saying and everything. So, you know, y'all make sure y'all can take your mother out for Mother's Day to the music, fashion, and fun, the LVPPW Spring Fling and Charity Event. All right, May 10th, 2014. Music by Patron Don featuring LB Money. Chosen One will not be able to make it. Big shout out to him. I know he's handling some business right now. And, you know, my man Mingo will be in the building. And Legion, what is that?
Solaris. Mm-hmm.
Okay, Legion
and then
Solaris.
We just added
okay.
to our, yeah, we just added a new performer to our list. Geo
mm-hmm.
Reed will be in the house, so he will be performing as well. So,
okay.
yeah, we're looking forward
okay.
to it.
So you guys make sure you get your pre-sale tickets at $10, you know, hit G-Spot up on Facebook, you know what I'm saying? Doors open at 10 p.m., $15 at the door, you know what I'm saying? And this is a charity
event. And it all goes to a good cause, you know.
Right.
The charity for this event is City Mission Las Vegas, and they're going to get a portion of the proceeds from all the ticket sales and the vendor tables. So, yeah, definitely come out, and there'll be some prizes being handed out as well. So
oh boy.
Definitely
oh
want to come out and get your free
prizes.
Stuff.
That's going to
mm-hmm.
be at the Geisha House, okay? Where is that at, Gina?
It's on West Flamingo and 215 in Las Vegas.
Okay, all right. So you guys make sure you come out and support, you know what I'm saying, and everything. That's one thing that we do talk about a lot here in Vegas is supporting what's going on, getting out and getting in the community, being a part of the community. Don't talk about it, be about it, you know what I'm saying, and everything like that. I know a lot of people say, oh, I'm going to come through and I'm going to sit in the other and all of that, you know what I'm saying. You know, a lot of people want to get on these bills. And to all you performers out there, you know what I'm saying, these are charity events. These aren't events to where it's, you know, we trying to pay somebody to come out and this and the other and all of that. We're not trying to do that. We're trying to find artists that's willing to give back to their community. You know
right.
what I'm saying? That's
and I've been so fortunate. I've been so fortunate that the four performers that I initially hit up, Mingo, Legion Solaris, Patron Don, Chosen One, they didn't even hesitate, not one iota, to say, yeah, I'll do it. I'm there. I'll be there to support
right.
you, no problem. And I even
right.
had quite a few other artists hit me up, hey, I hear you're having an event. You know, I'd like to participate. And I'm like, well, my ticket's full right now. But, you know, LVPPW does strive to do at least two events a year. So there'll
mm-hmm.
be more. There will be more events where we can have more artists, you know, come out and be in the spotlight for a minute for our charity events. You know, we do a lot of different events as well, family picnics, and, you know, we have planning a weekend getaway, taking our families, go out camping out to the lake probably, you know, something special like that, maybe go out to the beach, go to California, do something. So, you know, we try and get out there and do whatever we can, you know, like Thick Nation, we'd like to sister up with Thick Nation and, you know, help them in any way we can with their efforts in the community as well. So, you know, any other BBW groups that are out there that, you know, need a little support, please hit us up. By all means, let us know what you're planning, and we'll be more than happy to come out and support you as well.
Right. But to get support, you got to give support. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
This ain't no free ride. We ain't trying to come out and hang out with y'all and this, that, and the other. You know what I'm saying? We trying to build a support system out here in Las Vegas, Nevada, which there already is a support system. It's just a few bad apples in the system. That's all. You know what I'm saying? And that's just a personal note from Fat Man. You know what I'm saying? And y'all got to realize the views of this message and everything does not reflect G-Spot and LVPPW. All this is just on me. My shit is the way I feel. So y'all don't be thinking... So y'all don't think that, oh, well, if Batman don't like me, that means Gina don't like me. No, they don't. That just means I don't like you. You know what I'm saying? And everything like that. Y'all leave G-Spot out of this and LVPPW out of this. You know what I'm saying? It's this, you know, it gets to be a respect thing. So big shout out to everybody. Make sure you go out and support. Get out of the house and get out in the community. And support, okay? All right. So, listen, like I said, like I said, you got something else to say, sweetie?
No, I was just gonna say, you know, it's so important for everybody to give back. You know, sometimes, you know, God gives you a little bit of a platform for you to stand on and say, hey, I need some help with this or that, and you got to use it in a positive manner. You know, you got to give back. You got to stay humble. You got to, you know, use your gifts that you've been given in a positive light, you know, because what you give always comes back somewhere or another.
Amen. And these days you got to believe in karma. You know what I'm saying? So,
oh, yeah.
You know, so, you know, we need to start supporting each other. Everybody needs to start supporting each other. Things like that. Life is too short. Tomorrow is not promised to anyone, okay? So make
sure
y'all, you know, we make sure we get out and support each other and everything like that because, you know, that's just like they say, a mine is a terrible thing to waste, but not supporting your people is a waste of time. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, if you don't want to waste your time, y'all get out there and y'all be more supportive. Okay, so back to tonight's topic. Cheating.
Internet cheating. You know, the way I feel about this is if you are in a committed relationship, let's say, you know, let's just put it out there for namesake. You and I are in a committed relationship, and we are dating, and we're not seeing anybody else.
Right.
Why would I want to see or find out that my man is on the internet flirting with other women? To me, it is cheating. It is cheating.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I can understand I'm a very flirtatious person. So, you know, I get hit on, you know, whatever by men on the internet.
Mm-hmm.
But I also, if I'm in a relationship, I make that known. You know what? I'm very flattered. Thank you for the compliments. I'm sorry I can't go out on a date with you. You know, thank you very much. But I am in a relationship, so you need to respect that. Now, if I go and take that person serious and continue on a path where going back and forth, you know, sometimes it can become physical. Sometimes it's simply on the internet. But to me, I think it's still cheating. If you are in a relationship, in a committed relationship, not necessarily married, but you're with somebody and you both agree to be exclusive, then, yeah, I think it's cheating. But that's me.
Wow.
I don't know. I'm old school.
Okay. Yeah, I feel you. I'm old school too, but you know, you got to understand the internet is advanced by leaps and bounds. I mean, people use internet for all types of things other than cheating. I don't see how cheating could be categorized on the internet. It can't be physical. I can't touch the person. All I could basically do is see that or see a picture. You know what I'm saying? And like you say, if you do have a flirtatious type mate or in a certain type of business, now, you know, that also, I also have to be understanding for what business that you're in, because you're in a, you're
right.
in a group, a BBW group, you know what I'm saying? So, of course, I should expect you to get hit on, get offers and this, that, and the other. My thing is this, is what the person does when they get those offers.
Right,
that's,
exactly,
that's
and I agree,
where,
and I agree.
Now,
go ahead.
No, I said, now that's where I look at it is, okay, well, did you expound on it? Because 99% of the time, people that you're talking to or dealing with on the internet are 4, 5, 6, 7 states away, you know what
mm-hmm.
I'm saying, and things like that. Men gonna flirt, women gonna flirt.
Mm-hmm.
I don't get into the sending of the nude pictures and all of that and this and the other. Now, as far as I'm concerned, that's going a little too far, because you got to realize when you're sending pictures on the internet, he or she are not the only one that's getting those pictures. People are snatching those pictures from out of the air, and you wonder why 10, 15 years later you see your picture somewhere else and somebody's like, damn, I've seen that picture on blah, 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 blah. Or this, that, and the other. That's
right.
Because computer hackers snatched that out of the air. Now,
right.
I mean, my thing is this. You can talk all you want. You can sit there and, oh, hey, how you doing, and this and the other and all of that and everything like that
mm-hmm.
there. But when it started getting to where you're making dates, rendezvous, you're talking about meeting this person and everything, then that's when you'll see me raise up and go, okay, then, you know, a man and a woman has to be very secure. Yeah, a man and a woman has to be very secure in who they are and what they have to be like,
right.
Okay, then, no, I mean, because, you know, you got to understand me. You know, me and you are both kind of like in the entertainment business, so we see it all day, every day. We get hit on,
right.
We get offers, we get passes, this, that, and the other. And the people that date us and want to be with us, want to be with G-Spot or Fat Man, mm-hmm. they have to be very secure in who they are.
Exactly.
And what they're about.
And, you know, it's funny because whenever I
yeah.
do date somebody, whenever
uh-huh.
I'm, you know, dating somebody, I do let uh-huh. them know ahead of time. You know, I do
okay.
go out to public events. I do go
uh-huh.
to, you know, I promote rappers, musicians. I, you know,
uh-huh.
go out and I mix and mingle amongst the BBW modeling community. And I do
uh-huh.
get called out to host events or to come out and support events. I do talk
uh-huh.
to a lot of people. You know, and I do get hit on because I've been in the public eye. I've been a model, and I've, you know, I'm out there now. You know, people
right.
kind of know who I am, and I do get hit on.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just letting you know now, is that going to be an issue? Are you going to have
right.
a problem with that? Because
right.
if you're not going to be supportive and you're going to be jealous and insecure about it, then we need to just nip this in the bud right now and just, you know, go our separate ways. So, yeah, I mean, I've had that, and I've even been to the extent where they say, you know what, I'm not cool with that. Okay, well, I'm sorry you feel that way. Have a nice life. You know, I can't change that.
Right.
All I can
right.
do is say, you know, on my part, I know where the line is drawn, and I'll respect that line, but you do need to be aware that this happens. So either you trust me and you are okay with this, or you
mm-hmm.
don't, but I need to let you know now. So as long as you're honest and open with whoever you are dating or seen or in a relationship with or wind up marrying, you know, as long as you're honest and open, you should be cool.
Right, right. And that's one of the things that we make sure that we try and push on here is the honesty, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Be open, you know what I'm saying? Make sure you communicate. A lot of things can get misinterpreted because we're not communicating. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
We're not talking.
I agree.
We're not, that's kind of like we're not combining notes, things like that. You know what I'm saying? Every man is not right and every woman is not wrong. Every woman is not right and every man is not wrong. But if you sit down and talk about it, you can get to the bottom of it a little bit quicker than sitting and assuming and wondering and, well, why I'm feeling this way and things like that. Life is too short. I know me and Gina has been dealing, like I said, dealing with our parents and things like that. And unless it shows you how short life is. Life is too short to go through all of this bullshit and everything like that, and stuff. I mean, if a person's going to be real, then a person's going to be real. If he's not, then he's not. But make sure that you all are both on an even playing field. You know, so you have to communicate. Simple as that. Like I said, it's simple as that. Don't you agree, or can you hear me?
Oh, I can agree completely.
Okay. Now,
when we come back from our commercial,
how do you feel about pictures? How do you feel about
pictures?
As long as we're not talking about news or anything. Me personally, I don't send pictures. I don't even send pictures of smiley faces and shit. I don't do that.
Because you're a man, that's why.
It gets misinterpreted and this and the other. You know what I'm saying? So I don't know. I don't know. That's kind of iffy. I don't know. What you think? Because me, I'd be like,
I'm a picture freak. You see my page. I'm a picture freak. I love taking pictures.
Okay. Yeah. Selfies.
And I get requests for pictures all the time, and I get requests for dirty pictures. Well, you know, I have my kids are soon to be 16 and 10, and they're both boys.
Right.
I really don't want them seeing that stuff out on the internet. Like you said, it gets snatched
up.
So, you know, I don't have a problem sending pictures of myself via the internet as long as it's not, you know, anything dirty. Now, if I'm in a relationship with somebody and I'm seeing somebody and things are getting progressively serious, then, you know, if we want to share intimate pictures with one another via the telephone, you know, text messaging, then I'm okay with that. I'm not really too bad on that. But yeah, through the internet, nah, I'm cool. I'm cool with that one. You know, I've been married four times, so trust me, a couple of my husbands have some pictures and maybe even some videos that I wouldn't want on the internet, you know, but hey, I was in a relationship with those people. If they get out, at least I can say I was in a relationship with that person. Now, he played me dirty by putting that shit out on the internet, but, you know. But, yeah, I mean, I have no problem texting pictures.
I do. I'm just, we can get together and, you know, take some pictures, you know, at the buffet or something like that, but just to be like...
standing over the chicken
wings.
Just to
be like, you know, click... You know, this would be like click, click, yeah, click. I'm about to send you these. Click. You know, and I hear people tell me, "Fat man, you need to take pictures. You need to take some more pictures."
Yeah,
no,
I know. I'm the one that had to practically force you to take pictures.
I'm good. I'm cool. You know what I'm saying? And everything. You know, you're right. It's a woman thing.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, there's some men out there that they love the camera too, and they love to take pictures. Because I've dealt with a few men in my life where I get all kinds of pictures, and I'll even get dick pictures and shit that I didn't even ask for, and I'll just get that shit popping up on my text message. I'm like, whoa, shit, what the hell is that?
Yeah, see, now that's what I'm talking about. You know, for a man to sit there and play with himself to get himself hard enough to take a picture, then you know, that's going a little overboard and everything. It's like, yeah, I got to get this picture to her and everything. Okay, then, player. So after you take that picture, do you have a happy ending or do you just put it up? You know what I'm saying? What do you do?
Right.
Do you finish doing what you was doing? Because you got to stroke that joker for a little while for it to get puffy the way it is. You know what I'm saying?
Well,
so
there are some that don't even need to take to get at her. They just take a picture of it limp and it's like, holy shit. What is that, a baby arm?
That's true, you know what I'm saying, you know, but some of them, you know, they got this, you know, it's like Aladdin, and they trying to, you know, get them three wishes and everything, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, we got Fat Man and G-Spot up in here, y'all, you know what I'm saying, Pillow Talk Radio, you know what I mean? We go to take a break, y'all, pay some bills real quick. It's 5:42 p.m. out here in Las Vegas, Nevada, and the topic tonight is cheating, internet cheating, or cheating on the internet. Is it a yes or no? What you think about it? Hit us up at 347-884-8810. That's 347-884-8810. 1-0. And let us know what you're thinking, all right? Hit us back, and we'll be right back after these messages.
Oh, give it.
She ain't the vision, baby. Dollar sign. That good dick, girl. I already know that I'm shit, girl. And if I fuck with you, then you shit too. Girl, stop playing with that shit, dude. Dollar sign pushing the label, baby. The whole team been getting paper, baby. Presidential rollies and them red bottoms. Anything decent, bitch, you know I got it. You know I got it where the ladies at. If you got some good pussy, baby, say yeah, yeah. Say yeah, yeah. If it tastes like water, let me hear you holler. In the club with the homies popping all the
going to the bar. Girl, you fucking with a star. I like the way you wearing that skirt. Gon' let a nigga go to work. Go to work.
Girl, I give you that good dick. Girl, I give you that good dick. Fuck with me, get some good dick. Girl, I give you that good dick. Fuck around, fuck around. Good dick. Girl, I give you that good dick. You gon' fuck around and get some good dick.
That good.
Girl, I give you that good dick. Fuck around.
And I put that on the hood.
On the hood.
I'ma give it to you good, good. I'ma do it like you should,
like you should.
Say that pussy death, bro, call me Shug.
Ha! Run it, then beat it up,
beat it up.
You feel it in your stomach, then
eat it up.
And it ain't no keeping up.
Wow.
She ain't hitting high notes, I ain't deep enough.
Ha.
I go deeper,
deeper.
$1 million man, it's the sleeper.
Sleeper.
$1 million dream, you, me, and my Mercedes, girl. So when I scoop you, baby girl,
we ain't going to the bar.
Nah,
girl, you fucking with the stars.
Nah.
I like the way you wearing that skirt.
That skirt.
Gon' let a nigga go to work.
Go to work.
Go to work.
Go to work.
Girl, I give you that good dick. Girl, I give you that good dick. Fuck with me and get some good dick. Girl, I give you that good dick. Fuck around, fuck around. Good dick. Girl, I give you that good dick. You gon' fuck around and get some good dick.
That good.
Girl, I give you that good dick. Fuck around, fuck around.
Hey, we can get it in the booth
right here.
Hey, or we can take it to the coupe.
To the coupe.
We can do it on the five or the deuce. When I'm in it, had little mama screaming out woo. We can get it in the pool
right here.
Or we can take it to the coupe.
To the coupe.
We can do it on the five or the deuce. Go to war on that pussy. Better call it truce. That's the truth, truthfully, you never had better. S-E-X is why disease like the last
white
letter.
Sleep.
Then I mash like potatoes, I'm a casket.
Get it.
Baby glass, never let
we ain't going to the bar. Girl, you fucking with the stars. I like the way you wearing that skirt. Gon' let a nigga go to work. Go to work.
Girl, I give you that good dick. Girl, I give you that good dick. Fuck with me and get some good dick. Girl, I give you that good dick. Fuck around, fuck around. Good dick. Girl, I give you that good dick. You gon' fuck around and get some good dick. Girl, I give you that good dick. Fuck around, fuck around.
Yeah, what's going on, everybody? You got the Pillow Talk Radio Show coming to you live and direct from Las Vegas, Nevada. That was my man Glasses Malone and Good Dick. We got my girl G-Spot is definitely in the building. What's going on, sweetie?
I'm here.
I know. You was down in the West Wing with you and everything.
Yeah, I was using the bidet for a minute.
Yeah. She was down in the West Wing of the mansion and everything, you know what I'm saying? Like I said, we're coming to y'all live from the Pillow Talk Radio headquarters, you know what I'm saying, out here in North Las Vegas and everything. Got a big fat-ass mansion out here, you know what I'm saying? So she's on one side of the mansion, I'm on the other and everything. So big shout-out to everybody that's rolling with us right now. We got definitely 702 is in the building, 602 is definitely in the building, and area code 213, you know, is Cali's definitely in the building. So big shout-out to everybody that's rolling with us. And, of course, tonight's topic was cheating on the internet. Is it a yay or a nay? What do y'all think about cheating on the internet? I know one thing. I'm gonna hit this computer because it's not picking up the internet and everything. But big shout out to Paula for letting us use the computer. You know what I'm saying? Big shout out to Susan and all the other LVPPWs. You know what I'm saying? We was all out last night for the pre-party. For the charity event up at the Juke Joint, you know what I'm saying? And, of course, I wasn't in the best of moods and everything. You know, a lot has been going on this week, so big shout-out to everybody that was there, you know what I'm saying? And, y'all just make sure that y'all be at the charity event. And speaking of the charity event, we have one of the artists that's on the phone right now. He goes by the name of, is it Domingo or Mingo?
No, Mingo, M-I-N-G-O.
Mingo, just... M-I-N-G-O, like bingo. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Now, here we are coming to you live and direct. With no further ado, this is my man Mingo on the line. If we could get him on the line, because everything is kind of just spinning their wheels and this and the other, you know what I'm saying? So we're going to try and make sure we get him on the line and everything. Other than that, until he gets on the line, this is crazy. Until he gets on the line and everything. Now, Now, I know G-Spot was telling me that, you know, that she had a lot more space for vendors. Do you have any more space for vendors for the event, G-Spot?
You know, I think we have a few more tables left. I'm probably talking about 3 or 4 more tables left. But, yeah, they're filling up fast, so definitely hit us up. If you have merchandise that you want to put out there, you have a small business that you want to promote, you know, anything and everything is welcome. So most definitely, hit us up. Let
us
know.
All right.
And
well,
vendor
no
tables are
$45,
so it's cheap.
Yeah. Well, what'd you say now? For how much?
I said the vendor tables are $45. So it's really
okay.
Cheap. So, you know, definitely hit us up. It's a good investment.
Okay. Well, listen, I think we finally got my man Mingo on the line. Mingo, you there?
Yeah, I'm here, folks. What's good?
Yo, what's going on,
Hello,
man?
Hello, sweetheart.
Man? Welcome to the show.
I'm here.
Can you hear us all right?
Can y'all hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Yeah,
can you hear us okay?
Yeah, I hear y'all now. What I was supposed to put on?
You're good. So, Mingo, tell us a little bit about yourself. How long have you been in the business? What you've been doing? What's coming out? What if you just did a video not too long ago? So tell us a little bit about yourself, your style of music. Tell us a little bit, you know, about where we can find you.
Okay. I'm born and raised in Las Vegas, Sin City, Cheyenne and City Center, if y'all know the area. But I've been rapping since about 11th grade. I never really took it too serious until I had something going on in my life and I had to go over the road and I was robbing a truck. And I was rapping in other states and they was feeling me more than people in Vegas.
Right.
I used to just rap a little bit, but I never took it too serious. So
right.
When I started taking it serious, then things started happening. You know, it was just like,
right
here. You got to stay on top of your craft, you know?
Right.
So other than that, I just been doing that. I got a mixtape I'm going to drop. Actually, I'm going to drop it at the show. I'm going to have CDs with me. And it's the second time around. This is my second official mixtape that I've been working on. You can find some of my music on ReverbNation.com/Mingo, folks. I would just go by Mingo, but a lot of people be trying to take my name, and that's actually my last name. So I won't just go by that for nothing.
Right, definitely. How old are you, Mingo, just so everybody knows?
I'm 26.
Young stuff. But a very, very mature-minded young man, that's all I can say, is a very mature young man.
Right. Well, that's what's up. So, man, where can they find your music at?
Reverb, once again, that's ReverbNation.com/Mingo, folks. SoundCloud.com/MingoFolks. I'm going to be at the show. I'm going to have this new mixtape I'm going to drop, and then I'm going to drop all my new music on the internet the same day. So you
nice.
Pretty much find me. I'm going to pretty much be in everybody here from the show on.
That's great.
Okay.
So as far as our topic, did you hear our topic, internet cheating? What's your take on all that?
I most definitely heard the topic. I forgot that I most definitely wanted to say first that I'm praying for both of y'all families, and you know, that's,
thank you.
So I'm sorry to hear about it. You know, I'm sorry to hear about that. I'm sorry you ain't going to be up there so and watch me turn up, but I'm going to turn up for you.
Good.
But
that's what's up.
I feel like everything Gina said about that is real, because I feel like people just need to go with common sense. Common sense, if you're in a relationship with somebody, they're going to get the tripping off of that. And that's just common sense. I feel like a lot of people be trying to play dumb, like, like some idiots or something, but that's just common sense. If you're in a rush show with somebody, you can't be flirting like that and doing all that, and then making pictures and doing all that. That's going too much faster. Now, one problem I do have is I feel like a person could be cheating on you by giving all their time to Instagram and Facebook, because I don't like that right there. I feel like I got a severe problem with that. I'm going to look up to the phone, on Instagram, all on Facebook. I'm like, damn, we can't watch the movie. We can't do nothing because you all on the phone.
Right.
I got serious with that. So that's
not
the form of cheating,
honestly, in a way. I can feel you on that. I do agree with you on that. I it seems like that some women do fall in love with their phone, and they deal with their phone more than they deal with their old man or deal with their significant other and things like that, because, like you said, they on Facebook, Instagram, POF and all of that stuff and this, that, and the other and everything like that. And I kind of feel, yo, when you come over here to visit me or I come to visit you, let's shut the phones off and this, that, and the other, and let's visit each other. You know what I'm saying? Let's sit down and deal with one another and everything like that. Not always you checking a text message or you checking because somebody didn't made a comment or you just said the other or blah, 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 blah. You know what I'm saying? And stuff like that. Another thing people don't realize is, you know, Facebook gets people, breaks up a lot of shit, breaks up a lot of homes and everything like that. People don't realize when you click that follow button, when you become somebody's friend or you hit that friend request and you click that follow button, everything that person posts, do, say, whatever, it's going to come up in your feed or it's going to ring your phone, especially if your phone is connected with Facebook. So all you ladies out there that's figuring, well, no, he's not going to see the pictures that I'm posting, yes, we will, because as soon as you post it, whether if we're tagged in it or not, I'm following you. I'm going to get that feed, and I'm going to get that alert that you just made a post on your status. Right. You just posted a new status. You know what I'm saying? So this is how men find out, oh, okay, well, where this joker come from? And how come you know, a comment will break up a home quicker than a man beating his woman.
Right. Right.
Man can whoop his woman's ass. I've said this to Gina before. Man can whoop his woman's ass every day at 5 o'clock on the dot, and she gonna be like, "He all right? He just going through some things right now. I'm trying to help him, but let him make a fucked up comment on one of her girls' pictures on Facebook. She'll pack his shit and sit it outside the door." You know what I'm saying? You know, so you know what I mean? So yeah, we got to get back to the basics. We got to get back to our priorities and everything. And I'm pretty sure Mingo can agree with me on this. 99% of the time, the shit that most men is chasing ain't even worth the time because of what you got at home.
It ain't.
I kind of just, I'm going to keep going.
I just got out of my dumb stage maybe like 2 years ago, and I really kind of really got into it really like the last year, but just, you know, really knowing that, okay, I want to be faithful and I want to start a family, you know. But you got to be there. If you ain't there, then you ain't there, you know, and a lot of people don't understand that, but that's just what it is. It's all, if you're ready, you're ready. If you ain't, then
My thing is this, if you're not, be woman or man enough to say that. I ain't ready for that. And the person who you're saying it to need to be man or woman enough to accept that instead of getting upset. And what do you mean you're not ready and this, that, and the other? Yo, if a person, look here, Maya Angelou said it best. If a person tells you who they are, believe them. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, you can't, if a person tells you, I'm not ready for that, we get upset as men or as women. We get upset, and what do you mean you ain't ready? Well, this, that, and the other. So we done basically just bullied somebody into liking us and wanting to be with us, and they done basically telling us, I'm not ready for that right now. But we done forced them into doing it. We got to remember what we doing and what we saying. Because a lot of times, I've done it before. What the fuck do you mean you ain't this, that, and the other? Then get outside and be like, what the fuck did I just do? Damn, did I just back myself up into some shit that I ain't going to? Wait a minute now. You be knocking on the door like, wait a minute. What the fuck did I just say? Hold on. Let's back that up because I don't remember and shit. I was speaking out of anger and shit. So. You know what I mean? So, so like I said, man, we looking forward to seeing you at the event. You know what I'm saying? And everything like that. Y'all make sure y'all hit up Mingo. Y'all go to his SoundCloud. Y'all make sure y'all hit him up and become his friend. You know what I'm saying? And
on
support.
That
that's what we got to do. We got to learn how to support.
Everything on Facebook. You can find everything on Facebook. Y'all already know.
Exactly,
yeah, you can find
exactly.
him on my friends list. You can find him in LBPPW. You can find him anywhere you want.
Exactly, man. So any last words or shout-outs, my brother?
No, I just want to say I see what y'all are doing, and, you know, it's a good thing, and I want to make sure I follow y'all and you know, start doing more stuff like this in Vegas because it is kind of down out here, you know. We don't really got no urban side. We don't really got nobody trying to put the CD on. And, you know, it's good for people to try to do stuff like this.
Right, right.
So shout out to both of y'all for really, you know, stepping forward and doing this.
Thanks,
no
honey.
Problem,
we
man.
Appreciate
no
you coming
we
on.
We are looking forward to seeing you Friday. And this said the other man do the damn thing. I know I won't be there, but I know I'll definitely hear about it and see the footage. And you just do the damn thing, man. Keep representing, man. And trust me, man. We'll make sure we get you on the up and coming Pillow Talk mixtape.
Okay, most definitely.
All right.
Thanks, Mingo.
All right, sound good. All right,
thanks a lot, bro, man. Keep it 600.
All right.
Yo, big shout out to my man Mingo coming on the show and everything. Y'all make sure y'all go and hit him up. Go to his SoundCloud. Check out his music. You know what I'm saying? That's one thing we need to do here in Vegas is, you know, support the locals. You know what I'm saying? Support LVPPW. You know what I mean? Support Gina, you know, and G-Spot and what they're doing and things like that. Support the Thick Nation and stuff like that. These are groups that's in our BBW community that's local here in Las Vegas. You know what I'm saying? So don't think that you always got to go to Cali or that again, sweetie.
With the positive message, we have these groups
with
a positive.
Of course.
I mean, there's a lot of people out there that can say that they're BBW groups and they're BBW this, that, and the other. But how many of them can actually stand up and say we are positive and we motivate others and we, you know, support others in the community. You know, there's not a lot of groups out there that can say that. It's more about, you know, working for them, you know, posting their smutty shit, being disrespectful, just, you know, a lot of shit that's going on out there. And, you know, one thing I can say for LVPPW and Thick Nation is that we're a positive group, and that's a good thing. We need to stay that way.
Exactly. We need to stay that way. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, it is 5 minutes after 6 out here in Las Vegas, Nevada. We're going to take another break, and we'll be right back with more Pillow Talk Radio and G-Spot and Fat Man, all right? So y'all make sure y'all go to Facebook and go and comment on the topic that's in our group, our Fat Man and G-Spot Pillow Talk Radio group on Facebook and everything, and give us some comments on what you're saying. I know people always text Gina and tell them what they're thinking and this, that, and the other. So when we come back, we're going to have Gina read some of these comments and everything, and we're going to keep discussing the topic on cheating on the Internet. You know what I'm saying? So my thing is this. Okay, so if we cheating on the Internet and everything like that, so all the pics and the lies, this and this, that, and the other, is that considered cheating? Is me sitting up jacking off while y'all watch me, is that considered cheating, or is that just considered being a perv? You know what I'm saying? It's a difference. It's a big difference, you know what I'm saying? So we want to make sure we give you the correct difference of what we're talking about. We're talking about cheating on the Internet. How can you cheat on the Internet? This is what I want to know because, you know, you can say something. That don't necessarily mean, you know, that you're trying to get at somebody or something like that. Or if you do something and press send, is that you're trying to get at somebody? Or are you just freaky and a pervert and bored that night and didn't have shit else better to do, and you figure, I know what I'm going to do. I'm going to turn on my webcam and see and take some blah, 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 and this, that, and the other. That happens to everybody. Everybody gets bored and go to playing with their computer and shit like that there and wonder what happens. And sometimes you wind up taking some tripped out pictures. Sometimes you wind up taking the wrong picture. I don't know, because I know one thing. When women do it, it's okay. When a man does it, it's a big problem. You know what I'm saying? You can tell women, you can ask a woman, well, damn, who is this guy? You know what I'm saying? Or you get this shit from women. It's my profile page. I should do whatever the hell I want to with it. You're right. But when your profile page can hurt someone else who you're supposed to be so-called liking and love with or digging or whatever, is that fair? I don't know. We're going to find out when we come back, y'all, here on Pillow Talk Radio, y'all. We'll be right back in just a minute.
crazy. Oh, bro. Sometimes she be cool, and sometimes she just tapping niggas shit. One thing about her, that little motherfucker.
Scream, scream, scream.
Got that baby mama boy. Know how to fucking push.
That push.
Stay trying, nigga, ain't
hey.
But you got some good push.
Not
like that baby mama push.
That push.
Always drama push.
That push.
I ain't cool sometimes. That baby mama push. Not like that baby mama push.
That push.
Baby mama push.
That push.
Unstrapped, done cut. That baby mama push. Not like that baby mama push.
North push.
Baby mama push.
North push.
Happy shit sometimes. That baby mama push. She wanna be happy shit always. Always with the fuck shit. She a handful always. Argue with her every day. Joke with her sometimes. She go to talking too crazy. Fuck that, ain't slide. Always got attitude. Real slick ass mouth. Always assuming shit. Never know what you're talking about. I hang up on her ass quick. Cause I be cussed the ass out. That patient shit ain't got. I drop cash off. That motherfucker biting though. When it comes to that bad shit, that motherfucker got it though. I ain't gotta tell her shit, cause she already know. She know what a nigga like, and I know how to paint her though.
Like that baby mama push.
Know how to fucking push.
That push.
Stay trying, nigga, ain't
hey.
But you got some good push. Not like that baby mama push.
That push.
Always drama push.
That push.
I ain't cool sometimes. That baby mama push. Not like that baby mama push.
That push.
Baby mama push.
That push.
Unstrapped, done cut.
Yeah.
That baby mama push. Not like
hey.
That baby mama push.
North West. Yeah.
Baby mama push.
North West.
Shout it low, no drama. Lil' kids got 10 baby mamas. Chocolate, devil, krill, chihuahua. Yada, 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 and the list goes on. I tried to pull her out, she kept pulling me in. 9 months later, here we go again. Goddamn shout out, why so many? At that present time, I was Nino in my city. Nino in the hood, hoes naked at the base.
Yeah.
I was getting money, small face, big face. Got 99 problems, and a bitch ain't one. I got 10 baby mamas, try to take care of one.
Know how to fucking push.
That push.
Stay trying, nigga, ain't
hey.
But you got some good push. Not like that baby mama push.
That push.
Always drama push.
That push.
I ain't cool sometimes. That baby mama push. Not like that baby mama push.
North
push. Baby mama push.
North push.
Unstrapped, done cut.
Cut.
That baby mama push. Not like that baby mama push.
North push.
Baby mama push.
North push.
Happy shit sometimes. That baby mama push.
Fucked a lot of hoes, beat a lot of bad bitches. I fuck hoes and dip, cause I don't like to kick it. When a nigga beat them right, that was my whole cat feeling. When they feelings get involved, that's when I say with this. I love getting money, only thing about me consistent. I love money most, but I still fuck the bitches. I'm always in the street, but I never fuck with snitches. I'm always in the kitchen, but I never do the dishes. I ain't with the baby mama drama. Never had that before. Just pay up for a couple long, but never love the hoe. My check right in my cash up, so I won't have no issues. That baby mama push it all. Have a nigga trying to kill you.
Not like that baby mama push. Know how to fucking push. Stay trying, nigga, ain't
hey.
But you got some good push. Not like that baby mama push. Always drama push. I ain't cool sometimes. That baby mama push. Not like that baby mama push. Baby mama push. Unstrapped, done cut. That baby mama push. Not like that baby mama push. Baby mama push. Happy shit sometimes. That baby mama push.
Not like that baby mama push.
That push.
Baby mama push,
that push.
Unstrapped, done cut.
Cut.
That baby mama push,
that push.
Yo, what's going on? You got your boy Fat Man up in here. Pillow Talk Radio coming to you live and direct from Las Vegas, Nevada. Big shout out to everybody that's been rolling with us and hitting us up on the topics. Like I said, when we came back, we were going to read some of the I was going to have Gina read some of the comments that we had for the topic tonight, and she's got some good ones. Big shout out to Paula and Susan and everybody from the LVPPW that's giving up these topics and everything and letting us know what's going on and stuff. Gina, what were some of the comments that we had?
One of them was Paula brought up emotional relationships. When you're cheating on the internet, you're carrying on a conversation with somebody, basically, and it takes a turn to an emotional relationship. When you start developing feelings for these people via the internet, you start falling for these people. You start, you know, kind of weird stuff starts happening. If you're in an emotional relationship, is that cheating? I mean, I think relationship is even worse than a physical because your heart's in it. You know what I mean?
Right. But this is my thing. How can it go to emotions when you're talking to a picture? You're looking at a picture and you're hearing a voice. You know what I mean?
Right.
This is the problem. This is one of the problems I get. I get women that like to meet me, and before you can even get to know me, you're in love with me because of my voice. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, it took me a while because you get tired of it. That's just like in a woman's case. That's just like, Gina, only time I call you is late at night when I know you in bed because you have a sexy bedroom voice. I tell you, ooh, you have a sexy bedroom voice. So the only time you hear from me, 11:30, 12 o'clock at night, and I'm calling, talking about, you in bed?
Right, what you wearing?
Ooh, talk to me if you in bed then, baby. Talk. You know what I'm saying? That's crazy as that's, you know, that's stalker type shit. You know, I used to have bitches call me and, you know, I can't go to sleep unless I hear your voice. Well, you're going to be a staying up ass because it's not, you know what I'm saying? I'm not fucking Uncle Remus. I'm just going to talk your ass to sleep and shit like that there. Don't do nobody like that because then that's false emotions from some shit, internet shit. You know
right.
what I'm saying?
To be honest, exactly. And to be honest, I have known somebody who is like that. We have met a couple of times, whatever, and when we've met in person, there was really no, like, spark. There was no initiation of, you know, like a kiss or anything really intimate.
But yet
this person will call me or text me and say, what are you doing? What time are you going to bed? What are you wearing? Like, really? Wow. What are you doing? Jacking off already, trying to find out what the fuck I'm wearing? What, you want me to send you pictures of shit? You know, it's like, and that's exactly what he wants.
And that's exactly what they want. Yeah, we as men can be, you know, we as men are sexual beings and this, that, and the other. Of course, we freaks and all of that shit, you know what I'm saying, and everything. But it gets to where, fellas, it gets to where it starts becoming stalkerish, pervertish, and shit like that when you just call and then you in bed, And it's like,
right?
What the fuck is this? You know what I'm saying? What the hell is this? Or you get to where she can lock in the time that you call so she know to avoid a call that comes in at 11:30 at night.
Mm-hmm.
'Cause that's the only time you call. And then you at work when you calling her and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
You what's all that noise in the background? You at work? Yeah, I'm at work. I just started on my break. I'll call you and say this, that, and the other. Now, on the other flip side, I know Paula and Gina had came up with something about reading into text messages to the texting.
Yeah.
Emotional.
Miscommunication and text messaging. Yeah. And I have found it in my experience as well is the miscommunication within text messaging or emails or inbox messaging on Facebook.
I'm guilty.
And the thing of it is, you know me. I'm a jokester. Like yesterday, you were not having a good day. I told you, you know what? Put your big girl panties on, suck it up, and just do what you got to do. You know, that's just me. I got a big mouth. I talk a lot of shit, and I'm a jokester, and I try and be funny. And sometimes I've gotten, a bad response. It's like, I'm not really into what you're trying to say. What are you trying to tell me? You know, they get insulted, or they feel like I'm, really being serious, and they're like, really? You're going to come at me like that? And it's like, no, it was a joke. It was a joke.
I knew what you meant when you said that, but yeah, you're right. You're right. And that comes from we as men, we read into deep text messages. I do. I read in between the lines a lot of times when there's no need to read in between the lines. And that comes from dealing with the opposite sex and this and the other. Certain women of the opposite sex that has done or has used text messaging and this and the other for them to do their dirty work or their dirt and shit like that there. So it makes a man leery. Like I tell a lot of women, look here, the same thing that you've been through and you've been hurt, a man's been that through. I've been through that too. It's just that I'm not going to sit here and spill my guts on the table and tell you how to last, how my ex-wife did, and this, that, and the other, and all of that. Because where I come from, when you're dating someone, you don't bring up the last shit that you've been through. You don't talk about that. That's not a conversation piece to all you ladies out there that figure to sit at the table and tell a man about the last bullshit you've been through. Watch that joker leave your ass at the table or just go cut the knife short because he's going to be like, well, let me take you home. Don't nobody want to hear that shit. Don't nobody want to deal with that shit. There's a time and a place for everything. You know if you and that man are going to connect. You know if you and him are not going to connect. You know, especially if people, y'all need to look here. When y'all dating and shit like that, look here, keep some Tic Tacs or some breath mints or something like that and everything. You know, people that work on the phones and shit all day, or you work in the industry, in the retail industry, so you're talking to people and this and the other, keep you some Tic Tacs or some mints because your breath can make or break a deal. And especially when you're using those words that have hot H's in them, and I mean a hot H, like, hi, how you doing, and everything. You know what I'm saying? That's hot breath you blowing on me and this, right, that, and the other. And a lot of times that will break a deal because it'd be like, you be wanting to look at the person that's talking to you like, don't you smell that? You don't smell that? You be trying to be cool and offer them something. Here, put this in your mouth. No, I'm cool. No, you're not. You need some gum.
What do you mean, that man? You don't like the onions on my breath?
No, especially not after you down that root beer, that A&W root beer, and it decayed back up. You know? So yes, I do agree with Paula. You know, we men can mistake text messaging the wrong way. We can read into something too much and everything, and that comes from what we've been through in the past. It's not because we're
okay.
Insecure.
So I have something else to say about that because it's funny. I have sat down on a date and a guy will tell me about how his ex-wife or ex-girlfriend or whatever did him dirty, whatever, and I'll listen to. I'm sorry you went through that. You know, be sympathetic. Listen to the full story, not ignore him, give him my full attention. And then I'll get the question, so, what about you? Why was your last relationship ended, or why was this or why was that? And then you don't really want to open up completely, but you just give them a basic rundown. And before you even finish your story, they're like, okay, well, it's time to go. Well, motherfucker, why'd you fucking ask if you didn't want to know? You know what I mean? I sat here for 20 minutes, listened to your sad song story, and now you ask me a question. I'm giving you a short version of what had happened, and now you're bored with it. Fuck you. So it goes both ways. It's not just women that sit there and spill their guts about their past relationships and shit like that.
Of course.
But there's men out there that do that shit, too. But then when it's tables turn, they don't want to hear it.
Yeah, some men like to hear themselves talk. And everything, and go on and go on and this and the other. And if you're long-winded, fellas, keep track of, make sure you wear a watch, and that way you can keep track of time and shit like that. you talking and running your mouth, and an hour beating
one
by,
that works.
She's sitting there like, you
one
like,
that has a second hand and really works. Not that fake rollie you got on that don't even work.
Right. I told somebody, I was talking the other day, and they was talking so long till I kept looking at my wrist.
You didn't even
wrist,
have a motherfucking
watch
on, did you?
Yeah, I didn't even have no damn watch on, and they busted me out and was like, you got somewhere to go? And I was like, yeah, I need to be going. And they was like, wow, well, you good if you could tell time without no watch. And I had to play it off and go,
right?
Yeah, you see how it's, dusk outside? It's getting late. I need to be leaving. It's sitting the other, everything. Cold busted. No, I ain't got on no watch, but damn it, it's time for me to go. It's skin 30.
Right?
It's time for me to go.
It's skin 30 and you too long-winded. I got to go.
Mm-hmm. I got to get up out of here. You know what I'm saying? So
right.
Big shout out to Paula. Yes, she's right. We can get emotionally involved with some of these people online on this internet thing and everything. Now, with technology the way it is, with Skype and
Tango.
And everything like that.
I don't know nothing about it.
Look here. You know what? I had all that stuff on my phone. It got on my damn nerves. It ain't like I got anybody trying to tango me anyway. It ain't like you can have it and just call anybody. The person that you're dealing with got to have it too. So,
right.
You know, but I don't get into Skyping and all of that and this and the other. Now, in those cases, because then it makes you go, okay, then you're Skyping a person. You know,
right.
Woman sitting there half-ass naked, he on the other end half-ass naked and this, that, and the other. Yeah, without a doubt, that's visual cheating. That's cheating with a visual. That's like, you know,
right.
Like you said, cyber cheating and everything like that. Because
right.
Now you're
exactly.
Sitting there and you're playing with yourself. He's playing with himself. Y'all both showing emotion and this, that, and the other, climaxing at the same time. That's not good because now my computer is sticky and shit. And it's like, what the fuck you been doing with the computer all day? You know, what you been doing with the computer all day? Or you come home and you find your computer chair is broke. Well, what you been doing? Ran back in my computer chair and this, that, and the other, and broke the back out of it and all that.
Right.
Yeah, trying to get that nut, trying to post that ass up there so people can see it with the type of laptop you got, you know what I'm saying? And the camera is up top, so you got to kind of move it and maneuver it and everything like that. So that's why I don't deal with Skype. Tango, all of that, because that...
I'm guilty.
Yeah.
I am guilty.
I've never done that, you know what I'm saying? I, you know, messed around and tried to do that one time, and you know...
But see, I wasn't cheating.
I
wasn't cheating on nobody. I was just, you know, doing my thing, and he was doing his thing,
right.
And yeah, I would be a tango. Yeah, of course. I mean, I'm guilty. I've done
wow.
It a couple of times.
Wow, that was a close-up. That was like, I'm ready for my close-up, Mr. DeMille, because you
right?
Tango on the
yep.
Phone and everything. You could get shots that the computer can't get.
Mm-hmm.
And everything, you know what I'm saying? Big shout out to the ladies that's, you know, trying to do their thing on the laptop and throw their leg up on the table and they catch Charlie Holmes. Big shout out to y'all, because you know, cause usually y'all going to be there for a minute and old boy on the other end that's on Skype or on Tango is kind of like, damn. You okay? He don't know that you didn't call a Charlie horse, so your leg is stuck up on the table like that.
I know.
That
you trip over and fall, and you're off the camera. And they're like, "Oh shit, you okay?"
Yeah. Or you didn't fell out the chair.
To see you on the floor.
Yeah. You didn't fell out the chair trying to prop your leg up on the table. You know what I'm saying? All of a sudden, you see your ass flip out the chair. This, that, the other. He's like. Hey. You okay? Yeah, I'm all right. I'm all right, baby. I'm all right. You know what I'm saying? Mama's fingers caught a Charlie horse. And
that's why you use a bullet.
Charlie horse and everything. You know what I'm saying? So big shout out to all the people because I didn't see some women get caught in some compromising positions. And, you know, they'd be like, help you do what? Oh, that's what you was doing. You know what I'm saying? I'd be like, I'm going to leave you there. because you didn't tell me that's what you was doing, and you got me waiting out front, so you had to finish up, huh?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So,
hey, you know, sometimes you just got to do what you got to do.
And to all my ladies that do the internet work and this, that, and the other, and y'all get y'all groove on and stuff like that, and y'all make that money through the internet.
Now, why did you have to say that right after I admitted to tangoing? Really?
No.
I'm going to be, categorized as some cyber cammy chick.
No, what I was trying to say is, when you do stuff like that, and you got men, and you calling men, and you're like, yeah, come on through, and everything like that, don't try and make it like you popping your collar. And then you're telling that man why you popping your collar to bring you 4 cheeseburgers from McDonald's. Don't do that. That's not a good look. That's not good.
Ew.
You know what I'm saying? And this, that, and the other. You know, they suck them cheese. You ever see somebody inhale a cheeseburger just like, you know what I'm saying? You know, where the fuck did it go? And shit like that there. Took these cheeseburgers over there. Woman inhaled it and this, that, and the other. It was like, where the hell did it go? And everything. You know what I'm saying? So... Big shout out to all my women that get it in on the internet. You know what I'm saying? If you a BBW model, if you doing your thing, stuff like that, ain't nothing wrong with it. Just make sure that you're comfortable with it, because you're the one that's going to have to live with that for the rest of your life, not me, not anybody else. And if you're comfortable with it, then I love it, because that ain't going to do nothing but make you respect. That's going to make me respect you even more, because you're a woman, a man enough to go, yeah, I did that. This is what I do. This is what I'm about. This is what I represent. Can't do nothing but embrace somebody when they do that. You know what I'm saying? Fellas, we got to stop being sensitive. Fellas, we've been getting into this sensitive shit lately, because I catch myself getting into it and things like that, you know what I'm saying? And it's cool to be sensitive to a certain extent, but then again, a woman still wants a man to be rugged, still wants a man to be strong, you know what I'm saying, and everything that can carry the weight of the world and stuff like that. Yeah, it's wrong, but we're in a society that depicts what we do on the daily, because we have a thing called television that depicts whatever we do daily, and it feeds us subliminals of a man is not supposed to cry, a big girl is not considered a size 12. Have you seen this shit in Hollywood about this new show about curvy girls that comes on Hulu? They're talking about plus size models. Okay, then my thing is, what does society call a plus size model?
Size 12 and up.
They're not in the same world we are.
Right, and I disagree completely with that, because it's a bunch of bullshit. A size 12 is not a BBW, but that's what the rule is. Now, recently, in the last few years, they've tried to say that they need to establish that a size 8 is now a BBW. What the fuck? Give that girl a cheeseburger and fatten her up to a 14, then I'll take her as a BBW. Until then,
A size 8?
Right. Yeah, it's gotten shot down, but, yeah, they tried to say that size 8s are now the new BBW. No, that's not a BBW.
No, it's not. That's not a BBW, and we don't know where y'all getting this shit from and everything like that.
You know, it's like when I started recruiting models for this event that we're going to be doing, I put out there size 14 and up. And then I had a couple of dancers that I was looking for. And then I thought about it, and I'm like, okay, well, maybe I need to bring it down a notch. So I said size 12 and up. But if I wouldn't have gone lower than a size 12, hell no.
Mm-hmm.
And the dancers that I do have, they are curvy, nice, thick girls. And they're very beautiful. So, you know, I'm happy.
Okay.
I'm happy with the decision that I made. But, yeah,
now,
I mean.
Now, real quick, Gina, because I've been getting a lot of women that's hitting me up and standing here that wants to get into the modeling aspect of with the LVPPWs, things like that and stuff like that. What are you basic? What is the criteria? Because every model is different. Every model ain't a BBW model, and every model ain't a fucking model and shit like that there.
Right.
So, you know, a lot of y'all women think because y'all can walk in 9-inch heels, you a model. No, you just got good ass balance.
No.
because you're not drunk yet. That's what the fuck that is,
right,
and shit like that. There, when you get drunk, you kick them 9-inch heels off because you'd be like, "Ooh, let me clip, for I hurt myself." And this and the other, yeah, no
right.
shit. You know what I'm saying? So, what is the criteria of a BBW model?
Okay, first off, LBPPW is not a modeling agency, school.
Right.
We're not into that business. What we do do is, Luana Trelizzi, who is my co-founder and vice president of LBPPW, she was in beauty pageants, BBW beauty pageants. On the other hand, have modeling experience, runway photo experience.
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't start doing plus-size modeling until I was in my 30s. Well, I'm already past my prime. But I dabbled in it, and I got the experience, and I enjoyed it. But I really wanted to switch it around and use it to help other women. So when we decided to start up LBPPW 3 years ago, that was our goal, was to uplift and motivate and support our fellow BBWs, especially those who are not, you know, able to get out of their houses, that they're shy and they're uncomfortable and they are ashamed of their weight and their body, you know, type, and they have issues, you know, that self-confidence issue. Well, those are the ones we want. Those are the ones that I want to put on a runway for a fashion show. It might be just a little local fashion show in Las Vegas or whatever the case may be, but that's the girl I want to work with. I don't care if you're 14 and I don't care if you're 52. As long as you are, you know, wanting to, you know, do something positive and experience something positive, I will be more than happy to train you, show you what I know, and work with you. So, like this show, our previous show that we did, we had a lot of amateurs that had no experience at all. You know, we taught them how to walk, we taught them how to pose, we taught them how to carry themselves. You know, and it's just a motivational thing. So especially when, you know, I have a 15-year-old girl who's chunky. She's a size 14, and she's chunky, and she's short. She wears glasses, and she's got them chubby little cheeks. She doesn't feel she's beautiful. And then she struts her stuff in my fashion show and thinks she's a fucking shit. Then I know my job is done. You know, her confidence level has gone from 0 to 100. And now she walks around with her head held high because she knows that she can be that BBW model. She can strut her stuff, and she is beautiful. So, you know, a lot of the girls that are in this show have had a little bit of experience. Some of them have had more than others, and there's a couple that have had no experience at all. So, you know, it's just a motivational thing. We want to motivate and you know, encourage other women. Whether, like I said, whether they're 15 or they're 50, it doesn't matter. Their age, their size, their shape, their color, their anything. It doesn't really matter. I mean, we have every nationality you can imagine in this show, a little bit of everything, and that's what I love.
Really?
I really love it.
Well, I know they were leaving when we got there yesterday to the pre-party and everything like that. So, like I said, everybody, y'all need to come out. Make sure you support the Spring Fling event and everything, and make sure you tune up about the next event that we have coming up, because she gives an opportunity.
Yeah, if you are a BBW, if you're a BBW, you consider yourself a BBW, and you would like to experience, you know, one night being on a runway and strutting your stuff and being the center of attention, hit me up. We're going to do another event, and I would be more than happy to talk to you. You know, I had a young lady hit me up the other day, and it was something really special because she says, you know, she's like, I'm really, I really appreciate what you're doing. And she's like, you're so beautiful, and you have so much confidence. I wish I could get to that level. And my response was, you already are. You just don't know it. And so I had her listen to I told her, I said, you know, I'm going to be on the air pretty soon. Hit up this phone number, listen to the show, and then hit me up afterward and tell me what you think. So she listened to our last show, and she was encouraged, and I haven't been able to communicate with her since then, but I do have her on my friends list, and she's in another state, and I really, really want to talk to her more, and I'm going to talk to her more. So shout outs to Melba out there. I have my eye on you, girl. I haven't had a chance, but I'm watching you. But yeah, you know, you just got to be supportive of others. That's all it is.
Right. And like we said, you know, y'all make sure y'all hit them up on the page. Go to the Facebook page, you know what I'm saying, LVPPW, join the group, you know what I'm saying, be a part of the group, become active, you know what I mean. We embrace the curve. We don't diss the curve. We embrace the curve, you know what I'm saying, and that's what we're asking all the ladies to do is embrace your curve. You only live once, you know what I'm saying, so make sure you live it to the fullest, all right? It's 6:38 out here in Las Vegas, Nevada. We're going to take a break, y'all, and we'll be right back with more Pillow Talk Radio, all right?
This is another DJ Amen world premiere.
Young California.
Young California.
Charisma.
Amen.
Your baby mama love me. Your baby daddy hate me. Your bitch wanna fuck me. I said your bitch wanna fuck. And we gon' get it like chitty chitty bang bang. Chitty chitty bang bang. Chitty chitty bang bang. Chitty chitty bang bang. Whoa.
I made a detour out of the game when I was hustling crack. Made a couple of dollars, made a little bit of change, never looked back. You can find me at the shooting range, practicing busting gaps. Want a vocal booth in the studio, busting rap. Put some gold on my body, out my body, off Carlos Rossi, I'm sloppy. I treat my luxury scraper like a Bugatti, lottie dottie. She like the party off Miley Bacardi, let her get naughty. A hottie up in the lobby, she stopped. She said, 40 water, where you about to be? I said, follow me, bitch, room 223. You got to pay me no attention. That's how I do when you're born and raised in the sea, Northern Cali, Silicon Valley.
Bitch, come on, love me. Your baby daddy hate me. Your bitch wanna fuck me. I said your bitch wanna fuck. And we gon' get it like chitty chitty bang bang.
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 Hey nigga, yeah, make it happen. Turn her on ratchet. Thick chick under my arm. Make your chick look average. Thick bitch, yeah, big ol' ass. Poking like a cactus. And she got that face that belongs up in a beauty pageant. It's your boy, Juicy J, trippy. I gorilla pimp. Falling hard every day. Ratchet bitches can resist. I stay left into the bank, but my dough ain't funny. I run out of breath before I run out of money. Let I pop a pill, that's foreplay. Now I'm all in her face like Olay. I'm like, okay, I kill a pussy like OJ. When I'm finished with your woman, she gon' think we sold.
Your baby mama love me. Your baby daddy hate me. Your bitch wanna fuck me. I said your bitch wanna fuck. And we gon' get it like chitty chitty bang bang.
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 You wanna be around a winner.
A winner.
Say you only had a few niggas.
A few of them.
Girl, I'm just being honest.
Honest.
I know what you want and he's not it.
Not it.
I'm off the shits and I'm with it.
With it, man.
They can stop us, we gon' get it.
Get it, man.
I'm just being honest. I know what she want and he's not it. That's why
your baby mama love me. Your baby daddy hate me. Your bitch wanna fuck me. I said your bitch wanna fuck. And we gon' get it like chitty chitty bang bang.
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 Amen. That's who it is, man. That's who we listening to. That's who we in the mix with. And you know who I am. I'm E-40. DJ Amen. What's happening with your boy?
Young California.
Young California.
Young California.
DJ Amen.
Charisma.
Champagne. Get up early, tell the bitch to give brain.
then brush my teeth with champagne.
Champagne.
Then brush my teeth with champagne.
Champagne.
Then brush my teeth with champagne.
We met at the club. I fucked her to five. She swam in the pool. I smoked in the spa. Bel Air, we ball. You robbing Peter for Paul. Gotta keep it in dolls when killers sleep in your yard. I get it so fast on your sensitive ass. I'm up in the function, young nigga tipping his glass. My jacket expensive, it's made out of lizard. I fuck with he farted, that nigga been by this business. We going million for million. OG giving me game. BS all in my Cuban. Sprinkle me, man. Fuck boy, been real. Big money, straight body, double M, E40, rosé, straight water.
Get up early, tell the bitch to give brain.
Woo!
Then brush my teeth with champagne.
Champagne.
Then brush my teeth with champagne.
Champagne.
Then brush my teeth with champagne. Get up early, tell the bitch to give brain.
Woo!
Then brush my teeth with champagne.
Champagne.
Then brush my teeth with champagne.
Champagne.
Then brush my teeth with
E-40.
My gold chain big like a monument.
Monument.
Music hella loud like an argument.
Like an argument.
Fire head like a golf tournament.
Golf tournament.
Hang it on a tree like an ornament.
Like an ornament.
And I put that on my gap.
Gap.
30R6 with the good guitar strap. Push your face back like a plastic surgeon.
Like a surgeon.
Put you out of business like Mervin.
Like Mervin.
Bitch blowing kisses. Flirt. Flirt. He's off his baby lotion.
Jerkin.
Jerkin. If you're satisfying that botch, you ain't gotta pacify that botch. Take the training wheels off.
Take the training,
take the training wheels off.
Take the training wheels off.
I'm never on time. I'm the last numero.
Last numero.
I'm probably gonna be late for my own funeral.
Funeral.
Never been a square. Never been a cubicle.
Cubicle.
Used to sell drugs like a pharmaceutical.
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 Used to sell drugs like a pharmaceutical.
Pharmaceutical.
Got the
dude lip.
Got the green thumb.
Green thumb.
Put it down the middle. Put it in my lungs.
In my lungs.
Up early. Tell the bitch to give brain.
Woo!
Then brush my teeth with champagne.
Champagne.
Then brush my teeth with champagne.
Champagne.
Then brush my teeth with champagne. Get up early, tell the bitch to give brain. Then brush my teeth with champagne.
Champagne.
Then brush my teeth with champagne.
Montana.
Then brush my teeth with champagne.
I have on point, I'm filled. That's that free throw. They said I burned my bridge. Cop speedboat, young nigga ballin', fuck niggas don't like it. Got your bitch in the air, legs crossed like Mike. Man, I brush my teeth with champagne. Fuck your bitch wearing every chain. Big bite Chuck Phillip A. Lane. Got that D like Gary Payne. California, yeah. Coke boys out here. Yeah. Can't you see I'm hot? Stop talking in my ear. Swag than T. Diamonds Van Cleef, I make 10 mil, had me hot for 10 weeks.
Stepping on it, gripping on it, whipping on that farm. Now I'm beating on it all night, now I'm being ghost in the morning.
Get up early, tell the bitch to give brain.
Woo!
Then brush my teeth with champagne.
Champagne.
Then brush my teeth with champagne.
Champagne.
Then brush my teeth with champagne. Get up early, tell the bitch to give brain. Then brush my teeth with champagne.
Champagne.
Then brush my teeth with champagne.
Champagne.
Then brush my teeth with champagne.
B.I.G. Oh God. Whoa. Okay, ain't nobody f***ing with my click. Click, 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 click. Ain't nobody fresher than my mug. Click, 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 click. As I look around, they don't do it like my click. Click, 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 click. And all these bad, bad men, they want the, they want the, they B.I.G. Oh God, God. I tell a bad bitch, do whatever I say. My block
block behind me like I'm coming out the driveway. It's grind day from Friday to next Friday. I've been up straight for 9 days, I need a spy day. Yep. She try and give me that Wu-Tang, I might let my crew bang. My crew deeper than Wu-Tang, I'm rolling with her. Girl, you know my crew name, you know 2 Chainz. I'm pulling up in that Bruce Wayne, but I'm the feeling, man, they kneeling when I'm walking in the building. Freaky women, I be feeling from the bank accounts, I'm feeling. What a feeling, aw, oh, man, they gotta feel. Young player from the D, that's killing everything that he see for the go.
Click, click, click,
oh God.
Click, click, ain't nobody fresher than my mom. Click, 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 click. As I look around, they don't do it like my click, 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 click. And all these bad, bad men, they want the, they want the, they want
click, click, pick them up. Yeah, I'm talking, yeah. Yeah, I'm talking re. Yeah, I'm talking B. And now I'm talking me. Yeah, I'm talking boss. I ain't talking Khalees. Your money too short, you can't be talking to me. Yeah, I'm talking LeBron. We ballin' our family tree. Good music, drug dealing, cousin, ain't nothing f***ing with we. Me, turn that 62 to 125, 125 to a 250. 250 to a half a man, ain't nothing nobody could do with me. Now who with me? Domino's, call me Hov or Hefe. Translation, I'm his. Least that's what my neck say. Least that's what my check say. Lost my homie for a decade. Rick was down for like 12 years, ain't hugging son since second grade. He never told. Who we gon' tell? We top of the totem pole. It's the dream team, meets the supreme team. And all our eyes tweening only means okay, one thing. You ain't fucking with the click.
Click, 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 click. Ain't nobody fresher than my mom. Click, 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 click. As I look around, they don't do it like my click, 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 click. And all these bad, bad men, they want the, they want the, they want the.
Break records to Louis, ate breakfast at Gucci. My girl a superstar, all from a home movie. Bow on our arrival to un-American idols. When niggas in pairs, got them hanging off the Eiffel. Yeah, I'm talking business, we talking CIA. I'm talking George Tenet, I seen him the other day. He asked me about my Maybach, think he had the same. Except my tenant, and his might have been rented. You know white people, get money, don't spend it. Or maybe they get money by business. I'd rather buy 80 gold chains and go ignorant. I know Spike Lee gon' kill me, but let me finish. Blaming on a pigment, we live in no limits. Them gold masterpiece ceilings was just a figment of our imagination. MTV Cribs, now I'm looking at a crib right next to where DC lives. That's Tom Cruise, whatever she accused. He wasn't really drunk, he just had fruit bruise. Pass the refreshments, a cool, cool beverage. Everything I do need a news crew's presence. CEO swerve, homie, watch out for the waves. I'm way too black to burn from sun rays. So I just meditate at the home in Pompeii about how I could build a new Rome in one day. Every time I'm in Vegas, they screaming like he's Elvis. But I just wanna design hotels and nail it. It's real, got me feeling Israelian. Like Bar, Raffaella, Giselle, no, that's Brazilian. Went through deep depression when my mama passed. Suicide, what kind of talk is that? But I've been talking to God for so long. Now as you look at my life, I guess he's talking back with my click.
Ain't nobody fresher than my mom. Click.
As I look around, they don't do it like my click.
And all these bad, bad men, they want the, they want the, they want the.
Hey everybody, we're back on live. I don't know if Fat Man can hear me, but we are back. We were just talking about that this coming Sunday is Mother's Day weekend, and we're thinking that we might take the Sunday off and spend it with our mothers, especially since our mothers are not doing too well. So we're going to take Sunday off and you know, be with our mothers and help everybody else who's going to share a great Mother's Day with their mothers and loved ones. So definitely look for us the following week.
And who knows? We may just hit y'all across the head that Saturday instead of Sunday. You know what I'm saying? But we are going to be black for Sunday Mother's Day, so make sure everybody spend time with their mothers or their stepmothers or somebody who raised you like a mama or something like that. You make sure you spend time with them and take the time to call your parents and tell them that you love them. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Because tomorrow is not promised to nobody, and you don't know what tomorrow may bring after today. So you make sure you call your parents and tell them that you love them. You know what I'm saying? I try to call my mom at least once a day or once every other day or anything like that. Yo, our parents aren't asking us to call them with a novel or a Yale lecture or something like that. They just want you to call and say hello. That's it. That's it.
Right.
You know what
right.
I'm saying? So,
you know, and I got a really quick shout out before we get off the air. To my very good friend Marcus Pittman of the Arizona Rattlers, who's number 70 out there. They had a great game this weekend to, I guess it's the Sharks from Jacksonville, Florida.
Mm-hmm.
So I just wanted to say congratulations and just give a little shout out. He's number 70 and the game ended at 70-55. So, hey.
Wow.
Great win.
Big shout out to
yeah.
him. Big shout out to him. Big shout out to everybody that's been logging on and rolling with us. Big shout out to everybody that showed up last night at the pre-party, all the models, all the DJs, everything, you know what I'm saying? Big shout out to DJ Larry Love, you know what I'm saying, over there at 702 Bar. You know, I know the LBTPWs was up there kicking it last night, you know what I'm saying? They kind of made their rounds last night, so y'all make sure y'all kind of check with, you know, check the LVPPW page and everything and find out where everybody's going to be at, where we're making appearances at this week. And come on out and join us. Come on out and kick it and take some pictures and things like that and network, you know what I'm saying, and talk
definitely,
to one another,
definitely.
You know what I mean? So, you know, we appreciate y'all to the fullest, you know what I'm saying? Like I said, when we come back after Mother's Day, we will start having dates for the Pillow Talk pool party and release party and things like that. So we're getting a lot of stuff together. We're going to have an after summer, you know what I'm saying, and we just want y'all to
don't
be a
forget
part of
we got
to
do our show. We got to do our satellite show at one of these adult toy stores. We already talked
exactly.
about it, so we got to go up there
our adult coach store. What's her name? Nikki? Yeah. Shout out to Nikki out
Hubbard.
There. You know what I'm saying? So we're going to be doing a live remote from Nikki's store. Like I said, I'm going to make sure that I have a dildo so I could knock some of y'all upside the head with it and this, that, and the other, let y'all know that I ain't playing. Chase y'all around the store with it.
We're
going
to get Lily out there so you can knock her upside the head with that damn dildo.
Yeah, so I can knock her upside the head. You know what I'm saying? So you let y'all know, you know what I'm saying, that we ain't playing over here. So, of course, for the G-Spot and your boy Fat Man and everybody out here in the BBW community, y'all have a good night, okay? And pray for us. You know what I'm saying?
Be blessed.
It don't hurt. It only takes 5 seconds. You know what I mean? So,
right. That's right.
We'll talk to y'all. Like we said, we'll talk to y'all next week. We'll be black. You know what I'm saying? But we'll be back the following week with more G-Spot and the Fat Man. It's Pillow Talk Radio, y'all, for G-Spot, myself. We appreciate y'all and all your prayers, all your posts and everything for our mothers. You know what I'm saying? One love. You know what I mean? We appreciate y'all. Trust me. We needed that. You know what I mean? So we'll holler next time, y'all. So see ya.
My motherfucking niggas. Most likely I'ma die with my finger on the trigger. I've been grinding outside all day with my niggas, and I ain't going in. It's on with my nigga, 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 my nigga. First thing first, I love all my niggas. This rap shit cracked and I involve my niggas. You looking for some lean, let me call my niggas. He selling for the high, I need all my niggas. Some niggas smoke, some niggas drink, drink. Got niggas on the block with neglected on thing. That's a nigga back up, they end up.
fucking laptop. I got to act right if you niggas wanna act up. He talking like a snitch, no, that ain't my nigga. He tripping off a bitch, no, that ain't my nigga. Take a nigga K, shit, that's my nigga. Knowing since I was 8, yeah, that's my nigga. Fuck my first bitch, pass, throw to my nigga. Hit my first lick, pass, with my nigga.